We can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. More than 100 million people robbed of personal data in a breach involving Capital One Bank.
140,000 Social Security numbers compromised, as well as 80,000 bank account numbers from credit card customers. Capital One said the largest category stolen data given by consumers and small businesses when they applied for credit cards from 2005 through this year.
Tracy Carrasco with the Fox Business Network. Seattle software engineer Paige Thompson been charged. And Democratic presidential hopefuls face off tonight in Detroit in Group 1. Some lesser-known candidates sharing the stage with Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren.
Tonight's lineup includes Montana Governor Steve Bullock, a Democrat elected in a state very favorable to President Trump. Bullock failed to qualify for the opening debate last month.
Fox's Jared Halpern. This is Fox News.
It's time for another episode of 30 Seconds Inside a Woman's Head.
I'd like to see all the cat bands tour together. Glass Tiger, Def Leppard, White Lion, Steel Panther, Stray Cats. I bet the crowd would be filled with cougars. Oh, I forgot Cam Cougar Mellencamp. Forgot about him. Cat Stevens, Pussycat Dolls.
And that was another episode of 30 Seconds Inside a Woman's Head.
Some days you just want to step back and catch up with what's going on with your coworkers. Greg Budell, I hear you're getting an Alexa.
I don't know about that.
Jay Scott, are we having fun today?
Let's go to the fun board.
Emily Hayes, how are you going to let everyone know when you've set a date for the wedding?
We can make shirts.
Yes.
Bailey the Wonder Dog, you look like you missed your chicken this morning.
Ah, shut up!
Ooh. And Rich Thomas, I hear you're going to start doing the weather in French.
Oui, oui.
Well, there you have it. Stand by for three men and a lady. Oh, wait. Emily has her hand up. What's wrong, Emily?
I grabbed it the wrong way, and it made a noise.
What did you grab?
Shut up, you!
Oh.
If the show seems slightly less than normal, it's because Rich has one more day off. Does that mean that we are weatherless?
No.
Let's get started. You're truly Greg Goodell.
Hey, Scott.
Jay Scott, Emily Hayes, and Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
No big changes, still hot, and still not many storms to go around. For today and tomorrow, hot and humid again. Highs in the middle 90s both days, and the heat index is getting close to the 100 range. Low tonight, 72. Maybe some isolated thunderstorms, but they will be few and far between. Then on Thursday, high temperature up to about 95. Scattered afternoon storms in slightly better supply, and the rain chances get better on Friday and Saturday. We need the rain. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Good morning, everyone.
It's Tuesday.
Shut it.
What's wrong with you?
It's too early.
You know what would make you feel better?
You know what would make us all feel better?
What is that?
A little cheesecake.
Probably a cheesecake or something.
Yeah.
It's National Cheesecake Day.
Would that make you feel better?
You know what? That would make me feel better. Thank you.
Great.
Great.
Because it's showtime.
Coming up in just a couple of minutes, our most electrifying story of the day, and unfortunately, it's one that could involve you, but we don't like to get right into the heavy stuff out of the box here.
Oh, okay.
We have a commentary from Menthol Meredith.
Yay!
And apparently, Vegas is being invaded by giant grasshopper swarm.
Yeah, there's video of that I saw.
There's a... I will post this. Look at... Holy cow, there's...
No,
like,
it's a lot.
It makes me think of the termite swarms on the Gulf Coast.
That one shot there, it looks like a grasshopper tornado.
And
on account of you want to know why?
Because they're going around in circles. That's why.
Because on the count of you want to know why.
There you go.
And every Alabama lawmaker looks at that and says, see?
Oh, yeah. We can't have gambling here. They bring
God sent the plague.
Yeah.
God sent the plague of grasshoppers.
Yeah. Can't have that here.
To that sin city. Y'all, I got shampoo in my eyeball this morning, and I'm just in an awful way. It hurts so badly.
Yeah, I don't want to diminish your crisis.
I feel your pain.
I mean, I live, but I'll also complain about it the whole time.
But as my parents would have told me, think of all the people in poor countries who have dirty hair always.
I can't get the freaking paint out of my hair from painting the bedroom and putting the second coat on the dining room last night. It's awful.
It took me forever to get away from the Johnson & Johnson shampoo, the No More Tears shampoo.
It's
really
No More
Tears. It took me forever to get away from it because I was always, because whatever, I was programmed into thinking that, hey, this keeps the soap out of my eyes and it doesn't sting or burn.
It's for kids.
I know.
Also, I've heard...
Well, mane and tail is for horses, and in my case, horses' asses, so... But I'll tell you what, go to Prattville Farm Center and buy yourself a gallon of that. Listen, it'll last forever, and it doesn't make you cry.
So, the No More Tears thing,
yeah.
It seems like recently I was told that it's really No More Tears.
No More Tears?
Like, no more tears in your hair, no split ends.
Yeah, if you go back to the commercial for that thing, they say tears. The jingle was written as tears.
But I'm telling you, I heard recently that originally it was supposed to be tears. My eyeball hurts.
On top of that, on top of this shampoo crisis.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Another survey.
Our survey said...
People are probably not washing their faces correctly.
What do you mean?
We found 55% of us don't do it twice a day like we should.
I don't do it twice a day.
53% usually just use water without soap, which doesn't do much.
Yeah, you see.
41% use hot water, but lukewarm is better for your skin.
Well, I use hot.
And dermatologists say that you should do this twice a day. I clean up twice a day to come back here.
I take my makeup off at night.
Plus, I have to get the smoke smell off of me for all the complainers.
And I wash my face in the morning.
Hey, I actually brought up this whole grasshopper thing because it's Menthol Meredith's commentary.
Yay!
So let's see what she has to say about grasshoppers in Vegas.
Well, I don't know if y'all
y'all heard, but a crap load of grasshoppers invaded Las Vegas. And all I keep thinking is, dang, why couldn't I be there when this happened? You see, I got this trick for getting my meals free at restaurants just by telling the waiter there's a bug in my food. Works every time. And if it's a real nice place, I even bring my own dead roaches. Eat most of my meal, then slip one of them suckers onto my plate. When I complain about it, they always make a big to-do out of it and suck up to me like I'm the Queen of England or something. Then, not only do they give me my meal for free, most times they even give me a gift card to come back. Anyway, if I were in Vegas right now, man, I'd be cramming grasshoppers into my purse left and right, eating at all the fancy places like Denny's and Buffet Barn, slipping grasshoppers onto my plate and letting them gift cards roll in. Look, be a ladybug tonight.
Buffet Barn. That's interesting. Well, glad we wasted your time with that. Coming up, we have your local news and our most electrifying story of the day. And this one, yes, could affect you at 6:16.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are investigating the city's latest homicide. Police say 55-year-old Kenneth Sanders was shot and killed in the 200 block of Conley Circle Sunday night. Right now, no arrests have been made in the case. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Pike County authorities have made an arrest in connection to last week's deadly gas station robbery in Brundage. Leon Flowers is charged with murder and the death of Neil Kumar. Flowers is in the Pike County Jail without bond. And Aaliyah Marine Patrol makes an arrest in the deadly boat accident on Lake Jordan on the 4th of July. 41-year-old Damian Bruno is charged with 2 counts of murder, 2 counts of assault, and boating under the influence. 2 people died in this crash. 5 others were injured. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
I can't tell you how many millions of times over the last 10 years I've watched Jennifer Garner, who's okay. I used to have a Capital One credit card. And I canceled it because I didn't care for the hate and ugliness I got from Samuel L. Jackson. And then, of course, King Douchebag the First of New York, Alec Baldwin. So I called him up and said, I don't like your spokespeople. I think they're insulting. So I'm canceling my account. And they tried everything. They offered me a year of interest-free charging. And I said, no, that means you can buy my opinion and I'm not giving it to you. Well, I feel somewhat vindicated now that we know that 100 million people who either have or applied for Capital One cards are part of one of the biggest credit card hacks in history.
Introducing the Capital One I Got Hacked card. If you're one of the 100 million people applying for credit but got hacked, you're not alone, obviously. With the I Got Hacked card, you can have your card declined at more than 100,000 businesses. If the hacker in Seattle got your social security number and credit scores, you don't have to worry about what's in your wallet. You might want to call a credit monitoring service and see if you've got any money left at all. Capital One, what's in your hacked account?
That's going to be a nightmare for
When did you get your Capital One card?
Many years ago, actually, I think.
Because the gap on this thing is huge.
Really? Because I had one for a brief shining moment.
If you applied, for a Capital One, and I guess if you applied or received a Capital One card between the year of 2005 and 2019,
that's me.
You fall into the window.
I have a structured settlement, and I need cash now.
Holy
yeah, that window is huge.
How do I find out?
They haven't listed anything of where you can go to find out yet.
Rude. Give me Alexander Shinara's number.
Right.
I'll be calling him.
Did you do the thing with what is it called? Is it Equifax? Did you do the thing with Equifax yet? To get your money from that?
There's money there too.
Well, there will be in December from a class action settlement.
How do I check that?
Is there a link
that?
For me to apply for that?
I will send you that. I will
what
send
about
you that
me?
Link.
Can you send it to me, too?
I will send it to you as well. You can go. You'll be able to go and see if you were affected. If you were then affected, you can, without any proof, you can apply for $125.
How can you?
I'll take it.
Yeah, I totally will. It's totally.
I subscribe.
What do you mean
to
with no proof? You have to have proof that you were affected. I can't just go to Equifax and be like, I deserve $125.
I just said, you go there and see if you were affected. If you were, then you can tell them without needing any kind of other documentation that, you know, you want the $125.
Send that link on, brother.
I will. Actually, it's pretty easy to find because everybody's been talking about
it. I've got shampoo in my eye. I can't think straight.
Really? It's the shampoo, is it?
It feels like... Shut up.
I think we have... I might have some prescription eyedroppers.
I don't need anything from the Greg Apothecary, but thank you.
It was expensive. It was like $100 for a little plastic
thing.
Sure,
it was,
big.
But I'm not just going to drop stuff in my eye because I got some Tresemme in there.
News talk. Who's this?
Tresemme? Switch to mane and tail.
I'm not switching to mane and tail.
Oh, it's good for you.
I know. My grandma's been using it for years.
Calgon, take me away.
Calgon bath oil beads. I never understood what those did.
I had no idea. Mm.
James, will grab your call in a second. Quick reminder that, assuming that you haven't got shampoo in your eyes, but you're not seeing all that well.
Here's shampoo in your eyes.
Even though you've managed not to do that, if you would like to have your vision restored to 20/20 quality. Wow. I mean, how awesome. And age is not a factor. The only factor is your vision issue one that LASIK can repair? And to find out, it doesn't cost you a penny. And only a few minutes out of your schedule. Call Montgomery Eye at 272-2020. Schedule an appointment with the refractive surgery counselor. You can actually do it on a lunch break if you're pressed for time. And they'll get you in, and at least they can let you know whether or not LASIK is an option. There's care credit for qualified customers, although the cost of the procedure has dropped as the experience and success has continued to climb over the years. It's now really, as things go, compared to what it was when it was first introduced 30 years ago, much simpler, quick, if any, bounce back time at all. And at Montgomery Eye, you've got two of the most experienced board-certified corneal specialists in the world with Dr. Swan and Shin. So make the call, or if you'd like to do a little more research, go to online, MEP.com from Montgomery Eye, right across from Chappie's on Vaughan Road. And James, you're the first caller of the morning.
Hey, hi. James.
Morning, guys. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I was one of the people that got caught up in the Equifax thing. And the only thing I am getting the 125. But when you go in, you've got to check a box saying that you have been covered by a some sort of credit check thing for the last 6 months. And if you've been covered, then you get the 125. If not, then you have to go for the 10-year service, Equifax, to protect your credit.
But you don't have to show proof that you have.
No, you just got to check a box.
All you have to do. You have to click on a box. That's it. You don't have to. You don't have to show proof that you have any kind of credit monitoring system. That's something they offer you. And even when you go to the, I think it's FTC.gov page for this, they explain to you that hey, they try to push you in the direction of getting the credit monitoring, which is very strange for them to try and push you either in one direction or another. But the option is you can take the 125 from them, or you can get free credit monitoring for the next 10 years, I think.
Yeah.
They offer that to you as well, one or the other. And the FTC website pushes you. They're like, hey, that credit monitoring thing's a pretty good idea.
But listen, what if you don't know the extent of how jacked up that made your credit?
Well, here's the thing. If you're not sure and you put in hours to check on things, then you get paid by the hour. They'll pay you up to $20,000. If you can put proof in that you got in touch with, let's say, Belk and Marshall, places like that, to fix your credit, then they'll pay you for the hours that you put in to do it.
Yeah, but then you actually do need to have the documentation for that.
And for that you do, but they'll pay up to $20,000.
Yeah, you can get a lot more from this if you actually worked to make it to
but
fix
I have been working to fix mine.
Well, As long as you got the proof.
Anyway, guys, go have a nice day.
Thanks,
we
James.
Appreciate the call. And Jay sent me the link, and I'm going to forward it on to two people who've already requested it.
Oh, yeah.
We're listening.
The link I sent you is where they can go to see if they were affected. They can put in their information. And if they are, then there's another link that pops up that says, would you like to file a claim? They can go through the process.
Should I do that live on the air to see if I was affected?
Emily just did.
I just did. It said that I was. And look at me now.
Soap in her eye and look at life.
Yeah, see?
Soap in her eye and she's having to paint and get paint in her hair.
Look, I'll tell you, though.
All because of credit.
Could have rented a house that's already painted, that's ready to go with new flooring and tiled spa bathroom and marble countertops in the kitchen, but
are we, okay.
You'll have to call Eddie Bader if you're interested in that one at 622-0332.
That's not his number.
I knew it was close. You know, it's always a good idea to have that thing handy.
322-0662.
I knew there was a 6.
Very, very close.
And if you're at the other number and somebody's calling you,
they were six.
Ask them if their house is for sale.
On behalf of all of us here in the show.
Sorry!
Timeline coming up next.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through your Tuesday morning traffic, and traffic is rolling along just fine. We don't see any delays on the interstates. They're up at a speed limit ride. If you're on the boulevard, just watch yourself around the intersections. And the 31s are all running clear this morning. Let's be careful as we get our Tuesday morning started. World Acceptance can help you with finances and is located in Festival Plaza. Festival Plaza has so much for your family. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Yes! Mm-hmm. Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
Yes, we do buy
diamonds, coins, gold and silver.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Jones Drugs ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebook, and backpacks to Jones Drugs. Jones Drugs, your locally owned pharmacy, striving to be your health partner and not just a pill store. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Jones Drugs and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. Newstalk 93.1 FM WACV.
Time for another millennial moment.
If I had a dollar
for every time a baby boomer complained about millennials, I'd have enough money to buy a home in the housing market they ruined.
And that was today's millennial moment.
Screw off. And now, with the timeline at 6:30, I'm your substitute timeline host, Greg Budeau, filling in for Rich Thomas.
Those piccolo players sure are going.
That's a gift to be able to flick your tongue and lips together like that. Can you imagine? At 6:30, is this...
Oh, you can't see the thing? Yeah.
Hello, dear.
Oh, you're calling. Go ahead with the time.
You're on, with calling the in the middle of the timeline. And
yeah, go ahead with the timeline. I'll wait.
No, you go ahead. Is this, what did you want to tell me?
No, I just want to say that the Equifax thing that I had to fill out says that I had to show time spent fixing my credit or whatever. And I opted for the 3 months of the monitoring. Because you don't have to. You can opt out for that being pushed into anything. And also the grasshoppers that invaded Las Vegas, I was a victim of a grasshopper invasion in college. And they flooded our parking lot and my car doors were open. And I didn't realize what was happening. I could hear something, but I couldn't see anything because it was dark. And as I stepped into the parking lot, it was crunch, crunch, crunch.
That
freaked me out so badly.
Awful.
Yes. Yes. And by the time I was trying to get to my car, I wasn't sure what was happening. They were in my hair and everything. And I went back to their school and I was freaking out and someone had to pluck them out of my hair. So I'm freaked out when you said about them invading Las Vegas.
I want you to know I love you enough that I would pluck the grasshoppers out of your hair.
I'll hang up now and let you do your timeline and listen to the timeline,
which will be considerably shorter. This date, 121 years ago, 1898, Scientific American became the first magazine to publish a car ad.
Oh.
Winton Motors urged readers to dispense with the horse, and of course, car ads have come a long way, baby.
You've always wanted a Corvette.
Yeah.
And you're at the point in life where you don't care what your wife thinks.
Yeah.
It's time to visit the year-end midlife crisis sales event. Picture yourself in the fastest Corvette ever produced as you glide down the freeway at breakneck speeds.
I'm cashing in my 401k and trading in the Toyota.
Make it a midlife crisis Christmas to remember.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
Take that thing back to the dealership right now.
We also offer a great return policy.
Yes, dear.
The year-end midlife crisis sales event.
Brought to you by JackIngram.com. Mm-hmm. 1956 in God.
Houston, we have a problem.
We trust became the official motto of the U.S., and it appeared on our money for the first time a year later on the $1 silver certificate, which, of course, they no longer make. On this date, 1966, wayward youths like me and other friends went to the theater to see Batman the movie with the one and only true Batman, Adam West. Batgirl was not included in the film. It did include, however, one of the greatest scenes ever committed to film, which
the shark.
Well, he says some days you can't get rid of a bomb. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's that one too. But that leads into the shark thing.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious.
The shark's like biting his leg. It's horrible. And he's got his bat shark repellent. That's what it's called.
I don't have the original Batman theme, but I like any excuse to play this once in a while. Remember when this was going around? The bat flu.
Blue.
44 years ago, 1975, Jimmy Hoffa made a reservation for two for lunch, but only one left the restaurant alive.
Dun, dun.
And they still haven't found him. There's been speculation. He's been in cement poured into football stadiums and all kinds of other places. Nobody, though, has ever been found.
Nothing.
Caitlyn Jenner won the decathlon gold medal at the Montreal Olympics on this day 43 years ago. Sadly, 21 years ago, on this date in 1998, Buffalo Bob passed away. Of the Howdy Doody Show, I was a guest down in Florida, and he was a wonderful guy. It was weird sitting across from somebody who watches a little twerp, you know. God, that storm that's brewing out there is headed right for Gooseville.
Reckon she's come up here and hang out for a little while.
I need Rich to, I know, I need Rich to be back tomorrow to give me the latest on that. Let's see, on this date, all right, we'll skip that. Where's the birthdays? The birthday list for today. I thought it said Han Solo. Hope Solo is 38. So what? Hillary Swank is 45. Lisa Kudrow, 56. Delta Burke is 63. And so is Anita Hill.
It's a real thing.
And crappy host, Greg Budell.
We didn't do a song.
Rich Thomas will be back tomorrow. What?
Do we do a song?
Yeah, we did a song. It was the Coca-Cola jingle.
Well, yeah.
Anywho, you talked about Delta Burke, and they're bringing Designing Women to one of the streaming services. Hello. All the episodes. I'm so excited!
That's wonderful. I watched The Office this morning. I'm changing up my morning routine a little bit.
I'm glad you're finally getting to The Office.
It's such a great show.
It truly is.
It is such a great show. There's so many great characters. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's so well cast, and the writing is clever, and nobody's lecturing me, and I love it. It's wonderful. At 6:37, here is Rich, who will return live in the studio tomorrow.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
No big changes, still hot, and still not many storms to go around. For today and tomorrow, hot and humid again. Highs in the middle 90s both days, and the heat index is getting close to the 100 range. Low tonight, 72. Maybe some isolated thunderstorms, but they will be few and far between. Then on Thursday, high temperature up to about 95. Scattered afternoon storms in slightly better supply, and the rain chances get better on Friday and Saturday. We need the rain. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
6:38, Rich, are you doing anything?
Nothing.
Would you mind reading this?
Hi, Rich here, talking about Dillon Ring in Montgomery, located just off the Atlanta Highway. It's a family-owned and operated business dedicated to excellent customer service since 1993. I'm always amazed at the creations Josh has come up with over the years. In fact, he has pictures of some of his creations, and he can tell you the stories behind them. Now, you may have some special dates coming up, birthdays, anniversaries. It's never too early to start thinking about the holidays. Ask about their easy financing. They'll help you out. I love reading the testimonials on their website from some very happy customers all over the river region. You can check them out at dillonrings.com and also on their Facebook page. They have designer pieces from all over the world in their showroom. And don't forget, they are experts in repairing all types of jewelry, too. So stop by, see Josh and Leslie in person, located just off the Atlanta Highway, not too far from Walgreens, on the Atlanta Highway and Brown Springs Road. They're closed Sunday and Monday, but they're open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 6, and on Saturday from 10 to 3. Experience the difference at Dillon Rings.
Thank you, Rich. That was
awesome.
Yeah.
It's showtime.
We are waiting to connect with our friends at Rising on the Alabama News Network. Our topic today is something we actually brought up yesterday. Changing the date of Halloween is nothing sacred in this life.
Apparently not my credit card information or my Social Security number.
No, that's small stuff we're talking about. Halloween.
That's open to the highest bidder, really.
Yeah. 6:39. Cheap and Trashy coming up. It's got some good stuff in there today.
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Halloween has been on October 31st for all our lifetimes, but does it have to be? My opinion, yes.
All right, we're going to get to the opinions in just a little bit. While we're talking about this, is there's an online petition right now to change the date of Halloween from October 31st to the last Saturday in October. Right now, that petition has 100,000 signatures, which means it'll be sent to the president.
Oh, wow. I didn't know it was that serious. All right, let's bring in 3 minutes later. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That was cute. And that's another great trend. This woman knows how to look great on television. That said,
Jahlia Brooks, everyone.
When I get dressed,
Jahlia
I do Brooks, it for your approval.
Lord.
Yeah, when she walks in, she goes, I hope Greg likes what I'm wearing.
I'm a very traditional guy, but in this one instance, I am for making Halloween the last Saturday. Because it's not like Christmas. We're not talking about making Christmas the fourth Saturday or Sunday in December.
Right.
There should be some flexibility here, you know?
Well, I mean, All Saints Day is on the 1st of November. So
All Saints Day?
Yeah, and then, so
do you decorate for that?
You know what? Why do I even?
No, I'm asking.
Don't decorate, doesn't count.
Some cultures do.
Facey. Lord.
Pardon my cultural ignorance.
Some people decorate for Thanksgiving, and that one floats.
No, Thanksgiving. There's
this is like changing the 4th of July.
Floats.
They did that.
Ryan is not playing around with this
Not
topic.
At all.
Now,
yes,
wait a minute.
I didn't know it was this. Okay.
I realized that the Tree Utes on television with us at the moment don't remember this. But Congress did a widespread changing of all holidays, and they made Independence Day the first Monday in July. And enough Americans said, you know what? Taking the 4th of July and turning it into a Monday holiday, no. So they changed it back to the 4th. Does anybody remember that?
Not at all.
No, but I don't feel like holidays...
When was that?
Holidays shouldn't be moved just to suit people's schedules. Like you're talking about with the 4th of July. It shouldn't be moved to a Monday.
Like
just
my
to
birthday.
Make it...
That's a national holiday, and I would never change that.
Yes.
I agree.
Thank
I think
you,
that
Jahlia.
Should stay the. What is that date, by the way?
Oh, Lord.
In case I want to make.
October 26th. Mark it down.
Oh.
Make a note, please.
Well, maybe we'll move Halloween to October the 26th.
Halloween's going to replace it.
Yeah, exactly.
No. That's funny. My mom actually says that she was just praying that I wouldn't come on Halloween.
Oh.
That was her one wish for me.
It's my daughter Goose's favorite holiday, and I, as a parent with
Jahlia's
a kid
birthday?
On...
See?
Jahlia's birthday.
oh, no, I'm sorry. I meant to say we're back on Halloween again. I know we kind of wander off topic.
Okay.
And as a parent...
I thought we changed it, so...
And actually, my stepson, too, because he came into my life. He was still a little guy, and it was easier to do it when it was on a weekend because you didn't have to worry about getting up for work the next day. You didn't have anything.
But life isn't easy, and you can't always get what you want. So you should just accept it that it's on October 31st, also the date of the Reformation.
Life lessons this
but, like,
morning.
Also, how late are you trick-or-treating? Because you should be done with that by 7.
8.
Okay. What if we don't want to trick or treat?
Ryan's
Dad?
The peepaw.
I gotta tell you, no. What?
Station over there.
Ryan's been on the morning shift
exactly.
for too long.
Exactly.
No, listen, I'm not making
She's
this
like
up.
7, midnight, same thing.
Let me tell this quick story here. Halloween, it was 8 o'clock, so I put the leftover candy in a bowl outside on the step.
Rookie mistake.
And I'm in the. I'm in the inside the house, and I hear all this racket going on the porch. So I open the door, and I see 3 full-grown teenagers just stuffing their pockets full of it.
Again, rookie mistake.
I thought he was going to say raccoons.
Same, or something like that.
So I gave them what I call the Bohemian death stare, like, you know, really? This is what you're doing on my porch? So I turned my head. She wasn't home, and I said, Roz, get the gun. And you never saw... I wouldn't have shot anybody for that.
All of a sudden,
exactly.
But watching them take off,
yeah.
I'm still miffed that as a kid, for 3 years in a row, my big sister Elizabeth got to dress up like Cyndi Lauper, and my mom used like the hairspray paint to make her hair all different colors, and I had to be things like a clown and a majorette. And Elizabeth got to be Cyndi Lauper. I'm still miffed about that.
Hey, you just wanted to have fun.
Right.
You just need to put that to bed. It's time to stop holding on to that one, Emily. Exactly.
No, there's a bunch I hold on to.
Really? With both claws.
Taking that one with her no matter what day Halloween is going to be on.
It's getting past Ryan's bedtime.
Right,
we got to go.
Yeah. That's very true. Jay, you guys have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
His tie and her dress. Take a look
Bye
at that.
Bye, guys. You want to hear more from 3 Minute Lady, be sure to tune into News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
And I'm not sure I want to hear too much more from him.
That was funny.
I don't know if that came across. But
he's gotten it back a couple of times this week. All right, 6:45, we're going to hit the traffic dungeon, come back with today's edition of the Cheap and Trashy on July 30th.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. For portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning, you can trust Formal Outings.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through our morning rush hour, and we have one issue to tell you about this morning. 200 Eugene Street at Powder Magazine Park. There's an accident with injury, and a car is partially submerged in the water, so look out if you're in that area. If you're driving on the boulevard this morning, traffic is building up pretty quickly. Be careful around the intersections. The interstates are still up at a speed limit ride, and we don't see any big delays on the 31s. Let's be careful as we get our workday started. If you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny check offered by the insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You wouldn't go to a mechanic and expect them to bake a great birthday cake, so why use all-in-one contractors who dabble in a little bit of everything but aren't pros of anything? Baron Coleman from News and Views here. Don't get caught up in using a jack-of-all-trade and a master of none. At Chase Interiors, Chase Interiors does one thing, ceiling and wall repair. From drywall cracks to holes in your walls or ceilings, that's their specialty. Always on time, they try to make the process as pleasant and painless as possible. Trust the pros. Trust Chase Interiors. 799-1502. 799-1502 for Chase Interiors.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Mr. Electric on Oliver Road for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born. On July 30th, 1947, the world welcomed little baby Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Congratulations, it's a boy. Let's get him down to the nursery.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, a star is born.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Time now for the Cheap and Trashy on News Talk 93.1 FM. Also online at newstalk931.com. Before we jump into it, though, I wanted to let you know that we'll be at Mr. Electric on Oliver Road today as we cram the van full of school supplies for the kids and teachers of the River Region. If you need more details on how to help us cram the van, you can find them online at newstalk931.com. Now that I've taken up the intro music, here's your Cheap and Trashy host, Greg Budell.
The hell happened?
Nothing. Just go with it.
My timer is off today. What's going on here?
Jay probably already knows this, but Disney broke the record for the highest grossing year for a movie studio here at the end of July.
Yeah. The highest grossing what?
Year for a movie studio.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
$7.67 billion worldwide, which beats the previous record of $7.61 set in 2016 by Disney.
I was going to say they beat their own record.
They beat their own record, and they're going to probably pass $10 billion because all the movies they've got coming out at the end of the year should be big, like Frozen 2.
I know. That's going to be massive.
Maleficent.
I'm sorry?
Mithrith of Evil.
Just yeah. Sounds Maleficent. Like alphabet soup falling out of your mouth.
Star Wars Rise of Skywalker.
See, yeah, you got Frozen 2 and a Star Wars movie. They're going to be rolling in it.
Netflix did not like the term binge watch.
Really?
Yeah, they wanted it to be marathon viewing.
I can go with both.
That's just like the fancy version of binge watch.
Yes, I don't binge watch. I marathon view. Did I get that right?
Yeah, marathon view.
I get slightly upset when they ask me if I'm still watching.
You can turn that off.
What?
You know what? I just got around to using this stuff, and now you're telling me all the bells and whistles
yeah.
with it.
Like if you go to the website in the settings, you can turn it off.
I know.
In gaming news, I didn't even know this was going on. The first Fortnite World Cup.
Yeah, a little kid won $3 million.
Yep. 16-year-old from Pennsylvania won $3 million playing Fortnite.
Playing a video game. Right?
Why don't you compete in this? You probably have the skills.
I don't play that game.
My nephew Jackson does. I wonder how good he is.
Remember when I
at
downloaded Pokemon Go just so I could be well versed?
Yeah.
And now that stupid thing it still annoys me. Did you know that Jennifer Lopez has never driven a car?
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Kids. A-Rod, A-Rod, gave her a $140,000 Porsche for her birthday.
Oh, it's Porsche. There are no silent letters in German.
Don't push me, okay?
Did you see Jay do the...
He doesn't know what that is.
You don't know what this is? Oh, Ben Affleck. You don't know what the little hand Jennifer Lopez is?
No, what is that?
Oh, we're going to have to show you in the break.
Well, there used to be a guy on Ed Sullivan 100 years ago. You know who Ed Sullivan is?
Yes. Come on now.
Here's a tremendous act. Here's a startling act. The amazing, the thrilling, the greatest, spectacular, incredible, exciting, wonderful, world fame, most unusual novelty act.
And the novelty act was Senior Wences, and I hated it. He used his hand like this. It was a mouth. He had his hand made it.
Had eyes on it and everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That ain't all right.
You know what this is? It's not for radio, that's for sure. Singer wants this.
Gone ahead.
A Steelers player gave one of their stupid fans season tickets for having a tattoo put on their head. Really?
Good Lord.
I mean, I got tickets to meet Coach Saban after I got an Alabama tattoo, so roll tide.
Hey, congratulations to Elton John.
Sir Elton John.
He didn't go to all those years of night school. That's a double joke.
Night school because he's a night.
Just to be called Elton John.
29 years sober today.
Good job.
Awesome.
Good job, Sir Elton John.
And I think it's a sobriety you can absolutely believe in. I would tell you if I thought otherwise. All right, now here's a little judge and jury moment for you here. A jury has ruled that Katy Perry's Dark Horse rips off a Christian rap song called Joyful Noise. Now, we'll do a little comparison here. You decide.
Okay. What's your mind? What's your mind? Hey, 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 hey. There's no going back.
I heard a lot of words that have tickled many ears. That's why I praise God for the word that we adhere. The word became flesh, lived for 30 years. Died at 33, but
I'm not hearing it.
You need more of the Katy Perry song.
Oh?
Yeah, if you had a little more of the Katy Perry song, you would hear it. Well, they're rude.
Hey, Old Town Road, and I don't know, I want to hear this song. It is now officially the longest running Billboard number one.
Yeah, by Lil Nas X.
17 weeks.
Who did it knock out of number one? Do you know?
It was surpassing the previous record of 16 weeks shared by Despacito and One Sweet Day.
Okay, well, never mind.
By Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men.
Oh, man, that was a jam in like 95. Holy crap, I forgot about that song. That is a jam.
Let's say good morning to T-Spear.
Morning, T-Spear.
Well, good morning to all of y'all. I don't normally get to call at this time in the morning. And I have one word answer to the Halloween question is whether or not you should change it to the last Saturday in October.
Yes.
That word is football. We live in the SEC.
Yeah.
Having football on a Saturday night.
Well, then I vote for making Halloween the last Saturday in October and the last Saturday in October the bye week for both teams, and we'll have the problem solved.
You can't do that.
Well, I want to.
Well, you can't.
Well,
you can't always get what you want.
You know where I got how I did? By not listening to people telling me what I couldn't do.
Uh-huh.
I did it anyway.
Yeah, you go try to fiddle faddle with the SEC schedule.
Anyway, where are you going?
Roll tide.
Roll tide.
Swami.
I tell you what.
Can't get away from
third. Oh my gosh. Not only is Eddie Bader a whiz with real estate over at the Goodson Group, but he sent me the best SEC short yesterday about.
To where?
The SEC shorts that they do on like AL.com or Reckon or whatever. Anyway, it's sending the barbershop quartet to the loser's house after Alabama beats them most times. So I'll have to show you that in the break, see if you want to play it, because it is hilarious.
It is 657, a company we're so proud to have as a sponsor for many years now. I think they're a member of my decade club, and that's Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka. That's a company that takes on some pretty tough situation, a customized approach to restoring choices to the lives of people who have been affected in the worst possible way from an accident or some other mishap and are facing short-term, long-term, or even permanent limits on their mobility. I always recommend a visit to their Facebook page just to take that moment and say, thank you, God, that I still have mine. Gulf States Mobility takes a customized approach because there is no one-size-fits-all way to take on each individual situation. The process of restoring choices, the process of making sure the home they live in does not have to be sold, that they can remain where they want if they want, because they can make that home safely accessible with ramps and rails, whatever's necessary. Customized motorized equipment, including voice command technology vehicles that have restored the driving option for people who were told by a doctor, you'll never be able to drive again. This is real progress, and they do it at 1647 Coosa River Parkway. Their number is 514-6590. They hope, we hope, you never have to call it, but if you need them, you'll be glad they're there. Gulf States Mobility, the pride of Wetumpka. At 657, Fox News coming up. Jay's got random facts ready next hour, and that'll be followed by our $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through our morning rush hour, and we have one issue to tell you about this morning. 200 Eugene Street at Powder Magazine Park. There's an accident with injury, and a car is partially submerged in the water, so look out if you're in that area. If you're driving on the boulevard this morning, traffic is building up pretty quickly. Be careful around the intersections. The interstates are still up at a speed limit ride, and we don't see any big delays on the 31s. Let's be careful as we get our workday started. If you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny check offered by the insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Metro Fitness is offering a great 3-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted 3-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery.